WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD, a Town Square Media station.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 3 o'clock. I'm Patrick Lavery. Topping our report this hour, so you've gotten your COVID-19 vaccine. Now, what can you do? The CDC says it wants to keep looking at the science and get it right, and pledges to release guidance soon as to whether fully vaccinated Americans can do things like go to a bar or see extended family members and do any or all of it without wearing a mask. White parents in New Jersey are about three times more likely than black parents to say they want their kids back to in-person learning, according to a survey from Newark-based Project Ready. Executive Director Chanel McLeod says she's hoping to see equitable vaccine distribution over the next couple months,
so that we hopefully can start to see a turnaround in people's excitement about returning to in-school versus fear.
78% of black parents say their kids are learning exclusively online right now, compared to 13% of white parents. Severely damaged in a fire in late January, Playland's Castaway Cove in Ocean City sets its reopening for March 27th, 3 weeks from tomorrow. No rides were affected by the blaze in a building at the amusement park that housed its arcade and offices. No injuries were reported. The fire was deemed accidental, caused by a faulty electrical source. You may remember 2 years ago the rape and murder of a woman jogging in a park in Jersey City. Now the Honduran native who admitted attacking Carolina Cano is going to prison for 30 years. 35-year-old Jorge Rios was twice deported from the U.S. in 2003 and 2004, according to immigration officials, before returning and committing the crime in 2019. Immigrants make up 22% of New Jersey's population, but run 47% of its Main Street businesses, according to a 2019 report by New Jersey Policy Perspective, whose president, Brandon McCoy, now says COVID-19 has magnified the problem of many of those families not qualifying for pandemic-related relief or other programs like SNAP benefits or the Earned Income Tax Credit.
For them to be contributing to, you know, these sorts of efforts, but then unable to benefit from those programs when the time comes, it's just tremendously unfair.
In 2018, McCoy says the EITC infused $2 billion into local economies around the state, propping up a 500,000 workers and their families. But there should be more equitable access to programs like that, and we need to follow the examples, he says, of other states that are treating their residents more equally. It's possible that right now your computer or laptop might be running McAfee antivirus software. Its creator is among several now named in an indictment which charges 75-year-old John McAfee and others with fraud and money laundering, alleging they made over $13 million by cheating cryptocurrency investors. Get the latest Jersey news on your schedule on demand. Go to nj1015.com/podcast. Chilly air but dry. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 is your news, traffic, and weather first responders. Count on us for up-to-the-minute information from our award-winning news team.
I'm Eric Scott, topping our report this hour.
Count on us to get you around with fast traffic.
Bob Williams, New Jersey Traffic North.
Jill Byron, New Jersey Traffic South.
Count on us to keep you and your family safe with instant weather.
I'm meteorologist Dan Zero.
New Jersey 101.5, your first responders for news, traffic, and weather.
304 and New Jersey 101.5 fast traffic.
All lanes remain closed along 206 in Hillsboro each way between Amwell Road and Town Center Drive. It's a crash investigation that's going on. The traffic on 22 still kind of slow east at Cornell Place down to Bloy Street and Hillside. Right lane repairs. 22 west in Union on the crowded side. Stay with 78. Route 3 in the Meadowlands. Tight squeeze again today as you go east from the turnpike Westernsburg down to Route 120. It's roadwork knocking out two lanes. Parkway North, they quickly cleared an accident near exit 145. There's another one still on the shoulder south on the parkway at 130. 287 south, roadwork coming into Route 202. 35 in Hazlitt, you still have roadwork going on in the right lane between Poole Avenue and Miller Avenue. Route 9 in Lakewood still on the crowded side. Not bad across the Hudson so far. Tom Rivers, New Jersey Traffic North.
Jill Myra, New Jersey Traffic South. Princeton, 601, the Great Road, right near Cherry Valley Road. A car flipped over at the intersection. It's slow for about a quarter mile in each direction coming in from Cherry Valley and 601. And Princeton Junction, Route 1 is slow both ways at Washington Road. Burlington-Bristol Bridge is a little tied up across the span, leaving New Jersey and coming into Jersey as well at the BBB. Cinnamons in 130 in both directions, going to be a little rough for you. 295 southbound is slow from White White Horse Pike at exit 30, actually, down through to exit 26. And White Horse Pike is slow alongside to Summerdale, 70 slow both ways, Cherry Hill, and also in Evesham both ways. And New Jersey fast traffic every 15 minutes. Next report, 318 on New Jersey 101.5.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones is up 533 points. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 306.
Heading out tonight? Take us with you. Fast traffic, instant weather, Jersey news, and Jersey views. It's all here. Weeknights on New Jersey 101.5.
308 now, New Jersey 101.5, instant weather.
Cold air is dry air, so even though it's going to feel like mid-January throughout this weekend, and that'll chill you to the bone, we don't have to worry about any nasty weather or big storm systems here. In fact, our next chance of rain is about 6 days away. Skies will stay clear tonight, winds will calm down, and it'll be cold. Lows fall into the mid-20s. This weekend will be quiet, but temperatures holding about 10 degrees below normal for this time of year. Only 40 degrees for a high tomorrow. Partly sunny, maybe a flurry. Mostly sunny on Sunday. Highs hold steady around 40, and then finally warming up again on Monday. Mid-40s with sunny skies. We'll get even warmer than that, probably popping into the 60s by the middle of next week. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero.
Middle Township, 38 degrees. Montclair, 37. Freehold, 37. New Jersey 101.5 is your COVID-19 vaccination information station. Go to nj1015.com/coronavirus to find out how you can make an appointment and for a list of vaccination sites in your area, only at nj1015.com/coronavirus.
New Jersey.